Greetings, my brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We will start this morning in John chapter 1 and verse 22. Then said they unto him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? I understand this question was presented to John the Baptist, but we want to bring this into our day and ask this question of each and every one of us. Who are we? What sayest thou of thyself? What is your relationship to the Messiah? And can you see this relationship within the scriptures? In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the chapter of the many heroes of faith, we read of Abraham, verse 10, For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. In the New International Version, it says it this way, For he looking forward to the city with foundation, whose architect and builder is God. We have spoken this week how Moses and Jesus were both commissioned to build a tabernacle, a dwelling place for the Spirit of God. Hebrews speaks of this as a city that the Most High is the architect of. The picture begins in the very mind of God. In the book of Revelation, we want to look at a picture here. It's in Revelation chapter 1, and it starts in verse 1 this way, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Some Bibles will place it, put a title on this book as the revelation of John, but it is actually called the revelation of Jesus Christ, and this is important, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. We see that there are 7 points in this transmission of information. There are 5 points in this transmission given in verse 1. It begins with God, the thought of God, the mind of God, and then it is transmitted to Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus sent it by an angel. So this is the third point in this transmission. And he sent it unto his servant John, which would be the fourth point. And then John was to give it to the servants. Okay. We understand that his servants are the ministry, and they are to give it to the sixth point in this transmission. And who is the sixth point? It is the church. It is the local congregation. And then also it would go to all churches of all time. Then the question could be asked, what would be the 7th point in this transmission? It is the commission to us, the church, to take what we have received and take it into the world. What is the purpose of this message? It is to reconcile us to God and that we might be conformed to the very image of Jesus Christ, that we may be a light in the midst of the darkness of this world. This speaks of evangelism, to share what we have been given, that the voice that begins in the mind of the Most High God, it would be transmitted through Jesus to an angel, down through his different servants until it finally comes into our hearts. And then we are to spread it throughout the world. In the darkness of this world, we are to be that light and to be a vessel to bring others unto Christ. In John chapter 12 and verse 44, we read this. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. In verse 49, he goes on to say, For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. So the words are actually the words of God spoken through his vessel, the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 50, he says, And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. This is our Lord and Savior, and he is also, he is our example, how to move under the inspiration of the Most High God. In John 17, in verse 3, it says this, And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus, whom thou hast sent. Jesus would declare the Father and bring about an ability for us to see, to recognize, to believe on the one true God. In verse 4, he says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Okay, there was a specific calling upon the life of Jesus. And what we're looking at this week is really his calling to build a tabernacle, a dwelling place for God. In verse 8, he says this, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. So that his apostles, his disciples, received the words that God has given unto Jesus, and they know, they understand that the words that they are hearing are the very words of God through his vessel. When we get to John chapter 20, and we'll read verse 21, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. So we're seeing this transmission of a calling and information to the people that God would send Jesus. Jesus would send his servants, his people, and his people would go into the world with the message, the gospel, the message of the salvation offered through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is John 13 and verse 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. Another scripture pointing out this transmission. God sends Jesus. Jesus sends us. If someone will receive us, then they have received Jesus. And if they have received Jesus, they have in turn received God. Because really the words that we're speaking, it has come through the Spirit of the Most High God. Luke chapter 10 and verse 16, it is a very serious scripture. It says, he that heareth you, heareth me. And he that despiseth you, despises me. And he that despises me, despises him that sent me. The transmission, once more, is given where God would speak through Jesus, and Jesus would speak through his people. If a person can receive that as the voice of God, then they have received God's message. But if they reject the messenger, then they in turn reject the voice of God. So if a person rejects me when I'm speaking in the name of Jesus, then they in turn, they reject the message from Jesus. And likewise, they have now rejected the message of God. When it says to despise, it really says that they are holding it of little value, the words that they have heard. See, what it's showing us that we must recognize the voice of God when he chooses to speak through his chosen vessels. We can recognize when God would speak to us directly by his Spirit, by that inner voice, by maybe an audible voice or through dreams and visions. But we must also recognize when he would choose to speak to us through others, whether it be the gifts of the Spirit, an anointing, an unction upon a person, or the preaching of the word. There are a couple extra points we want to add in here. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 16, it says this, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. And then the question can be asked is what is the faith of Christ? There is a debate among biblical scholars. Was this mistranslated? Some of the newer translations translated into translate it into the faith in Jesus. But I believe it's correctly translated when they say the faith of Jesus. When we use the word of, we are placing the emphasis on Jesus's faith. When the word is in, it is used, we are placing the emphasis on our faith in Christ. But if we're talking about the faith that Jesus had, then what the scripture is telling us that we need to have the same kind of faith that Jesus Christ had. Brother Stroman was in the United States preaching, and when he got done with his series of services, he posted this on Facebook. It so touched my heart that I saved it, and I've shared it at different times when I've talked about this transmission of information. And really, that's what faith is, that transmission. And this is what Brother Stroman says. Our first series of meetings are completed. The topic was how to explain the comment of Jesus when he responded to the Pharisees on the inspiration that was over his life. He told the sinner that he was forgiven. He raised the lame, gave sight to the blind, and so forth. What the Pharisees did not recognize and could not accept was the silent communication between him, Jesus, and God the Father. That is faith, that communication. They could not understand that God could communicate with the human mind and convey his perfect will through a human vessel. But that is the very thing God has done ever since the beginning of time. The same thing is going on in our day. God has always sent vessels to update the generation on his plan and his will. He is going to continue that till all the words he promised are fulfilled. We are living in an interesting time. Amen. We have the opportunity to hear the voice of God. We have the opportunity to have the Lord speak through our hearts and minds and through our voices unto others. In Revelation 14 and verse 12, it says this, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ." When we look at this dispensation from Abraham into this hour of time, and really even before Abraham, we see that it was always a walk of faith before God the Father. In Esther chapter 4 and verse 13, we want to read this. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" What we recognize is God is our Savior. That's what the scriptures declare. But it also mentions that Jesus is our Savior. It was God, through Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. But in the scripture, what we see is Esther was the Savior. She was the one chosen for God to use to save his people in this hour of distress. And then the question can be asked, what about you? Have you come to the kingdom for such a time as this? As God places anointing in your life, not just to save you, but that you might be a light into the world. See, it's not just about us, it's about others. As we close, we'll read in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 9. "Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Amen. I pray that what you've heard this week in the daily devotion has not just been the words of a man, the words of a brother from another country, but that you have heard the voice of God. Not that that everything I would speak would be the voice of God, but that you would hear the voice of God within my words, that he's spoken to you this week and really caused you to ponder upon this fact that not only who you are, But what is your relationship with Christ Jesus? And where do you see yourself in the scripture? Because there is a calling upon each and every one of our lives. The scripture declares that every joint will supply. Every one of us will walk with faith before God. And every one of us must be attentive to his voice, not only that it may have an impact upon our life, but that if God perchance may choose to use us to speak to another person, let us always be mindful of the Spirit of Almighty God. Let us be attentive to his voice. Let us not look down upon others. Let us recognize that he can use a brother. He can use a sister. He can use a young child and use different vessels to speak into our hearts. Let us always recognize the voice of God from whatever avenue it comes, and let us always be ready to give an answer of the hope that's within us, that we may be a light in this darkened world. I want to thank Brother Andrew again for this opportunity. I want to thank each and every one of you that's taken the time out of your schedule to listen this week. And I pray that what's been spoken has been a blessing into your heart, and that God would multiply it within your hearts and minds. I love you. I appreciate you. I am so thankful to be part of the plan and purpose of God in this great family that he's called in this late hour of time. May the Lord bless you today and throughout your life. In Christ Jesus, amen.